654. 654. Couple of things before we start our liturgy, which is found in our bulletin today, our appointed liturgy on this third Sunday of Easter. First of all, we will have a presentation from Donna Lee, who is going to be talking to us about the ministry that the quilt ministry here is involved with. That will be after the prayer of the people. But also, a special thank you to Marita, who is filling in for Anne last minute. Serious stuff. Anne's father is not well, and so we're asking prayers for Pastor David, Anne's dad, and of course. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 574. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, your Son makes himself known to all his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith, that we may see him in his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Donna Lee, we will hear from you at this time.
And now that I'm no longer the boss,
when we were bringing a boy home, doing the paperwork with the family, we were at a hotel, and so Roman and I were outside just walking around and doing things, and it came time that they got the paperwork all done, and we went to meet his dad at the car to get his luggage and things. And his dad came out, we got the luggage out of the car, and his dad held out his hand and he said, "Now, Roman, you do understand it is, and sometimes it's hard to understand how much pain the child and live with us, a place, a safe place to grow up and learn about God and learn about..."
The first reading is from Acts chapter 2, 14a, and verses 36 through 41. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm is Psalm 116, verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 19, and we'll read responsively. I love the Lord because he has heard
my voice and my supplication,
because he inclined his ear to me. The snares of death encompassed me.
The pains of Sheol lay hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish.
Then I called on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, I pray, save my life.
What shall I return to the Lord?
For all his bones are to me.
I will lift up the cup of salvation.
And call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord. Precious in the sight of the Lord
is the death of his faithful ones.
O Lord, I am your servant.
I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds.
I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice.
And call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord. In the courts of the house of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Our second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. If you invoke as Father the one who judges impartially according to each person's work, live in fear during the time of your exile. You know that you are ransomed from the futile conduct inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him, you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your trust and hope are in God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual affection, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Now on that same day, two of the disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer those things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. This morning's lesson from the Gospel of Luke opens on the evening of that first Easter Sunday with two dejected and disappointed, traumatized disciples of Jesus, who have just witnessed the triumphant arrival of Jesus in Jerusalem just 1 week before on Palm Sunday, and the lightning fast events, which for them culminated with Jesus' death on the cross just 3 days before. They are making their escape, walking along that Sunday, that first day of the week, and so the day that pious Jews were able to travel. For them, everything seemed lost. As they were walking, a stranger joins them. It's Jesus, but they do not recognize him. They were not looking for him by any stretch of the imagination. For them, Jesus was dead. Yes, they knew Jesus, but they failed to see him. Sometimes grief and disappointment, trauma, or even our fixed expectations can blind us to Jesus' presence. Jesus listens to them first. Jesus allows them to express their pain and their confusion. Then Jesus begins to explain the scriptures to them, helping them to understand that suffering was always part of God's plan. This shows that faith is not blind. It grows in understanding and with. Even before they recognize him, their hearts begin to change. The decisive moment came at the table when Jesus breaks the bread. Their eyes are opened, and we too are called to recognize him in the breaking of the bread in every Eucharist. They finally recognize him not just in words, but in relationship and shared experience. Eventually, they turn back toward Jerusalem, transformed from sadness into joy, and from discouragement to purpose. Recognizing Jesus is often a journey. He walks with us in our ordinary lives, in our doubts and in our troubles. He listens to us in our struggles, and he speaks through Scripture and those daily experiences. Yet we may miss him if we expect him only in certain ways. Jesus is recognized not only in miracles, but also in simple, familiar actions, walking, listening, breaking bread. Our lesson today bids us to look for him in ordinary life, in conversation, in mundane works and travels, during meals, and not only in our prayer or while we are in church. We are bid to reflect on, where is Jesus walking with me, with us, right now, where perhaps we fail to notice? When we do recognize him, our sadness is transformed into mission. May we receive grace to recognize Jesus walking with us in the ordinary moments of our daily lives. And once we recognize him, like the disciples, may we rise with renewed faith and become heralds of good news, the gospel, that Jesus lives, triumphant over all that is broken in ourselves, our lives, and our very sad world. Our hymn of the day is 624.
Thank you.
our faith as found in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world, let us pray for the needs of all creation. Living Savior, just as you journeyed with the disciples to Emmaus, accompany us on our journey of faith. Gather us at your table, that we recognize you in the breaking of the bread. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Almighty God, you provide for the needs of all creation. Bless the fields that are being prepared for planting, and send favorable weather, so that the soil may yield an abundant harvest. Merciful God,
receive our prayers.
God of justice, where leaders abuse power, confront them and call them to repentance. Where there is corruption, bring integrity. Where there is violence, sow peace. Merciful God,
receive our prayers.
Healing Savior, your resurrection brings hope to a hurting world. Heal those who are sick, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Strengthen the weary, give courage to the despairing, and comfort the dying. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Gracious One, you have made us your own through the gift of baptism. Unite us in genuine love for one another and uphold this community. In your name, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Eternal light, we give thanks for all who have nurtured your church's life in ages past. Bring us at last with them to the brightness of your glorious presence. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also
with you. What did they say? What stuck out? What knocked you right in the heart? Exactly, Titan. When the parents said, I never want to see you again. Can you imagine that? How many people love you guys?
A lot.
A lot, yeah. Especially me, Titan. But you got mamas, you got grandparents. I'll bet you if you said to any one of these people out here, can you take me home? Who would not? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you would not take one of these kids home. Yeah, see? Anybody. There's always people out there for you. But that's not always the case, is there? And some people have to speak up. Now, did you listen to the one song we sang? It said,
You want my lap? No, you want my papers. Okay, well, I need this one, but you can have the other one. All right, thank you. Take that one. Okay, did you hear when they... Oh, you're shaking your time. Okay, who are you going to give that to? You're going to give that to Evelyn. Thank you, Jewel. So, when they were talking about they were there, we sang a song that said, "Here I am, Lord." Right? I'm a little distracted. Do you know that I'm her great, great aunt? We look alike, don't we? She's looking at her grandma like. But when we sang that song, "Here I am," these people took the call, right? They said, "Here I am. I'm here for those kids." Just like any of us would be here for you two, right? And Jewel, but Jewel's not having any of me, right? Yeah, no. No, I'm okay. All right. Just remember that, how loved you very are, not only by Jesus, but a lot more people, and how lucky you really are. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's that lucky, right? Okay, I need this piece of paper back. Kite, you need to stay with me, Evelyn and Jewel. Go find your Gigi. Go find your mom. Uh-oh, crash. Those dresses. Okay, welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church here is the third Sunday of Easter. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Susanna Lute, Troy Kendall, and Brooklyn Woodworth. Happy anniversary this week to Todd and Terry Kendall. Personally, I just want to thank everybody who stepped up and helped us this week. We had two funerals. We had two funeral dinners. All the people that helped, which it takes more than just one or two, to make that happen. I really appreciate that. Now, are there any other announcements? Okay, offering will be collected at this time.
And let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true paschal lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God. Blessed and Holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant us peace.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. This is the table of Jesus. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from receiving him this morning in this sacrament. He invites you. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Thank you. and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is number 43 in the Other Song Book. Go in peace, love, and serve the Lord. And thanks again to Marita for stepping right in there.